beautiful minig on Shavuos night to stay up the entire night learning. And it, you know, leads to some very minor questions in terms of how to conduct oneself the next morning, in terms of how you say, you know, Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaTorah. So just one minor ha'ara in Birchas HaTorah, halacha l'maaseh, that comes out, all the poskim discuss it, and how what's the best way to do Birchas HaTorah. So, you know, generally speaking, what most shul will do is they'll have someone who slept some point during the night, he will say Birchas HaTorah and be mostly everybody else. And that's obviously works, no doubt about that. But the reason it's not necessarily the way to go is that at that hour may not be the best time for someone to listen carefully to every single word of Birchas HaTorah and have in mind to be yotze. Now, we generally assume, like the Ramban, halacha l'maaseh, that Birchas HaTorah is a bracha min ha-Torah, midaraisa, and obviously it's not the world's longest bracha, so it's not going to be subject to the exact same situation as Birchas HaMazon, where the Shulchan Aruch already says that we don't want to be yotze the way they used to be yotze, where the mezamein would say every word out loud and everybody would answer because they listened to every word that he said. But nowadays, that we all have ADD, we can't pay such close attention to what the mezamein is saying, so we bench to ourselves. So it's not going to be that big of a problem like we find with benching, but similarly, you could suggest that if you throw in that our generation seems to be even worse than the previous generations in terms of this, and you add to the fact that you just stayed up the entire night and you're a little out of it, so it might be worthwhile to keep in mind that you might want to be able to say Birchas HaTorah on your own. So how would you be able to solve that problem? So basically, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, where they discuss Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, and you look in the Rishonim, there's basically a machlokes Rishonim what the status of Birchas HaTorah is and how it works. And the simplest understanding is that it's a question: is it the type of bracha that you say once a day, every day, or is it something that you say like a Birchas HaMitzvah, that every time there's a hefsik in between the mitzvah and the doing of the every time there's a hefsik in the mitzvah, so then you need to make a new bracha. So if you hold something, you say once every day, similar to the Birchas HaShachar, so no problem. So it's now it's tomorrow, so I could say a new Birchas HaTorah. If you hold it, something that you say when there is a significant hefsek, so now it's not so simple because you didn't really have a significant hefsek. You didn't go to sleep the entire night. So now your Birchas HaTorah of yesterday should probably serve to cover you for the entire day today. And that's the issue that you know that we grapple with in terms of trying to find someone who slept over the course of the night, which some shuls is easier than others, and some and also it's we try to if you can't find such a guy, or if you don't want to rely on listening because you're afraid you're not going to pay close attention, so what should you do under those circumstances? So the good news is, for the average yeshiva guy, it's not that big of a deal, because you have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that mimon nafshach, you're most likely going to be able to say a Birchas HaTorah if you took a nap the day before. Why? Because what's the story? If you took a nap the day before and you fell asleep for what we call a Shenas Keva, so good. What happened? You rested and you had a major hefsik in between your Birchas HaTorah of that morning and whatever you did when you woke up. So really, according to that daya that holds that every time there's a major hefsik, you have to say new Birchas HaTorah, so you were chayav to say Birchas HaTorah the entire day. You just didn't. So then when you stayed up all night, then you still were chayav to say Birchas HaTorah the entire time, but you were holding like the other opinion that rather Birchas HaTorah is something that's once a day, every day. And now when it becomes a new day, according to that opinion, you're for sure chayav to say Birchas HaTorah because it's a new day. And thus, you are chayav mimanav shach. If you took a nap the day before, you're going to be chayav mimanav shach to say Birchas HaTorah when the new morning comes. And that's, I think, what a lot of people can and should rely on to say their own Birchas HaTorah. It shouldn't suffice to just listen into the shul's Birchas HaTorah. Rather, you should hold the mimanav shach, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you should say Birchas HaTorah, obviously slowly and carefully to yourself. It's a bracha that we should be very careful about. We say Alma Avda Oretz and Gemara Nedarma, Al Shul Berchu BaTorah Tchila. So this is the type of mitzvah which has major ramifications on our lives. This is a type of mitzvah that really can make or break the gullus and the geula. So we should take it very, very seriously. And if you can make your own Birchat Torah, having taken a nap the day before, that's what you should do. You know, in recent years, I've had situations where I wasn't able to nap for any significant period of time the day before, and therefore I had to, you know, rely on somebody saying the Birchat Torah. But I think as you get older, it becomes a little more difficult to nap if it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov afternoon. But, you know, Baruch Hashem, I think most B'nai Yeshiva are able to hop a nap at a moment's notice. They can somehow find a way to grab a nap on Erev Yom Tov, certainly. You should help out as much as possible, but when you're done helping out, you can try to hop a nap, and so that you'll be able to, number one, stay up all night and learn very well, and B, if you would have stayed up all night and learned very well anyway, so make it a slightly shorter nap, and that way you could be Yotzei Birchat Torah L'chulei Alma. Obviously, if you're going to be Yotzei Birchat Torah with listening to somebody else, and you're not 100% confident that you heard every word that he said, you should try to, at the very least, have kavana during Avarabba, that you want to be Yotzei Birchat Torah with Avarabba, just in case you didn't listen carefully to the Mevarech during that time. And then you should be Yotzei V'Hushashana Al-Asar, that after it's able to be Mafsik, you should then say over some words of Torah, or at least have in mind that the Kriyas HaTorah should count as learning for your Birchat Torah.